Thank you, Madam President, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates. I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Asia-Pacific Group. At the outset, the Asia-Pacific Group aligns itself with the statement made by Peru on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. We commend the UNTAC Secretariat for its timely and in-depth analysis of carbon markets as a financing tool for development in LDCs. And we thank Mr. Akiwumi for presenting the report. Madam President, the Asia-Pacific region recognizes that LDCs continue to face multiple intersecting crises, ranging from climate change and economic volatility to rising external debt burdens and financial constraints. Despite contributing less than 4% of global greenhouse gas emissions, LDCs are among the most climate-vulnerable nations, facing severe environmental challenges, food insecurity, and economic instability. The 2024 LDC report provides an important analysis of carbon markets as a tool to support LDCs in addressing these challenges. The group notes the increasing participation of LDCs in carbon trading mechanisms, particularly under Article 6 of the Paris Agreement, which presents both opportunities and risks. We take note that while carbon markets have the potential to mobilize finance, their effectiveness in LDCs depends on institutional capacity, governance structures, and equitable access to carbon finance. The volatility in carbon credit pricing, concerns over greenwashing, and the dominance of developed economies in these markets risk marginalizing LDCs instead of empowering them. The Asia-Pacific Group supports the call for a fair, inclusive, and development-oriented carbon market framework. To this end, it is imperative to strengthen institutional capacity, promote technology transfer, and implement safeguard mechanisms that ensure market integrity. LDCs must be given the necessary support to fully engage in carbon markets in a way that aligns with their national development priorities. At the same time, structural challenges that limit LDCs' access to compliance markets must be addressed, ensuring that they can secure long-term financial benefits rather than remaining reliant on volatile voluntary markets. It is essential to implement the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities in the carbon market mechanisms to allow greater and benefiting participation of LDCs in the market through simpler, favorable, and easier terms. Madam President, as mentioned by Mr. Akiwumi earlier, carbon markets must not be seen as a substitute for climate finance. The international community must uphold commitments to provide new, additional and predictable climate finance, particularly for adaptation and resilience building in LDCs. Moreover, there is an urgent need to develop targeted incentives that support a smooth transition for graduating LDCs, ensuring that they do not face sudden financing gaps that hinder their development progress. The group calls on development partners, international financial institutions and UNCTAD to enhance support for LDCs in leveraging carbon markets responsibly while ensuring that climate justice and equity remain at the center of global efforts. Madam President, the Asia-Pacific Group reaffirms its commitment to supporting LDCs in their sustainable development journey. The international community must not fail the 880 million people living in LDCs. We urge all stakeholders to ensure that carbon markets serve as an enabler of sustainable development rather than a new source of economic disparity. Thank you, Madam President.